But there is now, within the context of the league, you can then be, quote, just another guy. And you and I have talked about this before, Neil, that the Steelers running back room after Connor had a bunch of guys that are, in the league's context, just another guy. Benny Snell's just another guy. Samuels is just another guy. McFarland's just another guy. So does the thought process for the Steelers, does that, can it lean running back in the first round when they finally drafted a couple weeks?
I think, and I'm taking shelter when I say this, but I think yes. I think if anything, their moves are largely suggesting they have a pretty solid plan of what they want to do in the first round. If we were to look historically over position, age to some extent, school, you look at all of these things, running back is not off the board for them the way that other teams might feel that it is. Most of the people saying you can get a good running back in other rounds, well, the Steelers can't. In case you haven't noticed, they wouldn't be looking at all for a running back in right. the first round if they ever drafted anybody who wasn't a Jag, just another guy. Just a guy is usually what I hear. And that's you know, a fair comparison for what they have in their running back room right now. It wouldn't be a situation where James Conner was head and shoulders better than everybody else that they had. They need to get a stud. They need to get a guy that they can rely on to play three downs, to play consistently. And that doesn't mean that you have to return to, you know, Jerome Bettis power running, power trap style football. It just means that they need to get a guy that they can count on who can gain more than 3.5 yards, which I believe is collectively what that room averages. Certainly it goes down when you add Balazs in there, a player that doesn't make any sense at all for anybody. If anything, putting Balazs in there only proves that they're going to draft a running back high. I think that's what they're going to do. That would be my guess if I was sitting here today. I can see why that might be wrong, but I'll tell you this. If they don't in the first, they absolutely will in the second. They're not going to go into the third round for a running back. They don't have one. There's not one out there on the market who can be justified to have a higher salary than what they have right now. They need to be able to run the ball better. There are protection issues, there are scheme issues, and there are personnel issues. They don't have a running back who can reasonably carry the load for a team. And this is a team that wants to have a primary back. I think they're going to draft him. And at 24, what you're really kind of representing is that late in the first round, you're ensuring that you get the guy that you want, who probably won't be on the board at 55. That's kind of what the 24th pick turns into for the Steelers. They have lots of holes. There are lots of positions they could address, but I think overall running back, I think the best player of a significant position of need, of which there are a couple for the Steelers, I think that best player is going to be a running back. And I think that's the direction they're going to go.